Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I have a couple guests in our Missoula studios today. Christopher Hahn is here. He's part of the music faculty and the piano faculty at the University of Montana in Missoula. And Spencer Meyer is here, the pianist that'll be performing this afternoon. It's the Celebrate Piano Series fourth concert, and there'll be a recital this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana Missoula campus. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Christopher, this is part of an ongoing initiative that you and your department have to bring wonderful piano to this community, right?
Absolutely. It's been a dream realized for me and my fantastic colleague, Stephen Hesla, through tireless efforts on his part and some of my own, I suppose. But this is just unbelievable. Here we are. You know, we've talked about this on the radio, you and I, and this is what it's grown into. And it's just awesome. It's great for our students. It's great for the community. And quite honestly, it's great for Stephen and I and other just deep lovers of piano and these professionals in town to be able to bring in artists like Spencer Meyer. I mean, you've not heard anything like this guy's playing.
And Spencer will be able to take that new Steinway for a test drive, which you, I know, love to have that piano be played.
Right? Oh my gosh, yeah. In fact, yeah, he's more than welcome to go on about its attributes.
Yeah, it's definitely a treasure. Absolutely.
Treasure of the Treasure State.
Yeah. Wonderful. And Spencer, you live in New York now. You have one of those wonderful piano careers, which I love, which is that you really dip into a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You obviously have done a number of the piano competitions, have won some of those competitions. I suppose there's a circuit of sorts for those competitions.
Absolutely, yeah.
But also you perform as a solo recitalist and with orchestra as well, and even do chamber music.
Yeah, yeah. That's always been something that's very important to me, and I discovered in my undergraduate studies just the importance of collaboration, both with single instruments and large chamber music. I discovered, particularly through playing with singers, how to sing at the piano and how to make this percussion instrument sing. So that type of collaboration is very important, and I wish more young piano students realized the importance of having that as part of their life, that it's not all about playing a concerto with New York Philharmonic every season, which, you know, a fraction of pianists in the world get to do. It's about having an open mind and having a mind for collaboration as well.
Do you think it changes how you look at the various things that you do because you have a broader base of kind of how you work in different situations?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes each situation kind of special, collaboration is a very fun thing, and the interplay between two people or three people is great. And then you get out on a solo stage, and you have that much more appreciation for the fact that you have free rein over what you want to do, and you don't have to answer to anybody. So there are pluses to all situations, and it makes you appreciate them all.
Well, I understand that this program, or at least part of it, was heard, Chris, on the national stage by you and Stephen Hesla, and you thought, wow, this is amazing.
We heard Spencer last year. We brought him in at the request of our mutual good friend, Ken Christensen in Bozeman, and he heard Spencer play a concerto with the Bozeman Symphony, so we brought Spencer in as a guest artist for the Montana State Music Teachers Conference, blew us away, and pretty much immediately came backstage and said, we're getting you to Missoula. So the program, and Spencer can speak more to this, but Spencer is actually the featured artist for the Music Teachers National Association National Conference, which is in Chicago. Huge deal. I mean, the creme de la creme are featured at these conferences. And so maybe you could speak to that, Spencer. This is the program that you will play there. This is its trial run or whatever.
This is actually the first time I'm playing this program in this combination. I've played the first half, the Scarlatti and the Schubert, all this past fall, and the Copland and the Debussy on the program are old pieces for me that I've brought back, and then the Bolcom is new. I'll be playing this all this spring, and sort of the big crux of the season is that national conference in Chicago in March.
I mean, that'll be like 2,000, 2,500, like piano teachers, piano pretty much. I mean, it's musicians,
absolutely.
But it's, you know, the thrust of that group is piano for sure. I can't wait to hear your Copland. That's been a piece in my you know, in my past, and just one of those great pieces that I really felt a deep connection to.
It is.
So I can't
it's
wait
a masterpiece.
To hear you. Yeah, but your Debussy colors are just unbelievable.
Thank
and then
you.
You know, your Gershwin was phenomenal last year. I could go on, but just come and hear this man. I mean, you will not be disappointed, and he's a joy to be with as well. So,
can you say something about perhaps a couple of those pieces that you'll be performing performing. The repertoire is pretty varied, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I try to do that in my solo recital programs. Well, certainly, I love playing French music. I love Debussy. So the program that they heard in Kalispell had the first book of Debussy Preludes. And this particular program is going to have the second book of Images. And they're just fabulously colorful. And I love how Debussy really turns the piano into a color palette and allows you to be a painter. And another highlight of the program for me is a piece that I actually remember not liking at all the first time I heard it, the Schubert A Major Sonata, from the final three sonatas. It's lengthy. I think Schubert, having grown up playing for singers, I love Schubert in the short form, in the Lied. He's just such a master. But it took me a while to appreciate how he brings his mastery of the Lied to the larger forms like the sonatas. Mm-hmm. And this piece absolutely is just a dream. I've fallen in love with it. Mm. It's really terrific. So, but there are things about the whole program that I love.
We're talking about a recital that will be held this afternoon. The Celebrate Piano Series will be at 3:00 today at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana Missoula campus, part of this ongoing celebration of the piano. And if you'd like more information, the website umt.edu/music and then /piano series does have the full details of this ongoing part of a longer series. And I understand you have other things coming up too, a busy schedule, right?
So, you know, I guess with all good things, once the doors are thrown open, the spoils go to the victor, I suppose. It's an embarrassment of riches this semester. I think we have 8 concerts with Spencer's kicking it off. The next one is in March 2nd, I believe, with Sasha Starcevich, who's a just unbelievable pianist and teacher from Seattle. We have another pianist from Seattle. We have a pianist, Lisa Smirnova, coming as part of the Missoula Symphony, and she's going to also do a Beethoven recital here. She lives in Vienna, makes her career there. Nancy Cooper, Stephen Hesla on February 18th, not to be missed. Robert Satterley, who's a Whitefish boy, who's back to play. He's a piano camper at the University of Montana from years ago. And then me and my duo partner from North Carolina will do a concert to wrap it up on April 22nd. I don't even know. But boy, every one of those is promises to be to be phenomenal, and of course always featuring our piano.
Well, and to hear that wonderful piano in the Music Recital Hall in the University of Montana campus, a wonderful place to hear music.
Yeah, it's a wonderful space. Yeah,
you
just,
like it?
Yeah, just sort of touching things up just now. Yeah, it's a wonderful space.
Good, I'm glad you say that.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's rewarding to play on.
Spencer Meyer is here. He'll be performing a recital this afternoon at 3:00 at the University of Montana. Perhaps we'll go out with a piece of music. I have a couple of your recordings in my hands here. You want to tell us what we've chosen here?
My ongoing exploration of French music has included this one commercial CD that I've put out, in addition to a self-produced CD that I have. This commercial CD was on Harmonia Mundi USA, and it contains, among other things, the second book of Debussy Preludes. So this will be the last of the Preludes, Feu d'artifice, or fireworks.
Thank you both so much for being here today.
Sure, our pleasure.